You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about changing the world. This is Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today changes people's lives by changing their homes. Actually, she changes a lot of things, not just their homes. Actually, her smile can change so much just by brightening up your TV screen. If you've happened to seen her on HGTV's highly acclaimed shows like Save My Bath, and that's important, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, and Splurge and Save, and she's been on the cover of so many magazines, and we'll talk about all that in just a moment. And it's interesting because on the way to this show today, I had some thoughts that just recently have been coming together. So we had an opportunity to have a dog visit our offices during a board meeting, and one of our business partners decided that no dog should be in the room. And so that led to, the dog didn't get to come, unfortunately, but that led to a discussion about dogs and their presence in the rooms. So you'll see how this all ties in just a moment, because I shared an experience with this business partner where I said, you know, actually, I just visited a friend who was babysitting or dog sitting a dog, another friend's dog. When I visit this dog at my original friend's place, that dog is running all over the place, jumping up on people and really being quite rowdy. When I was visiting that dog that this other friend was dog sitting, the same dog was quiet and calm and peaceful. And I thought, huh, it's not that the dog is just reflecting the owner. The dog is also reflecting whoever they're with at that moment, because the owner or the caretaker was still the owner or the caretaker, but wasn't there at that moment. And so I never really thought about it that way. And then I also shared with his business partner that I recently was in an office where I was I was a consultant. So I was in there on occasion where also dogs were allowed in the office. And so on a given day, one person would have her dog there. And that dog was really just a love to have around. And people would come in and say, oh, what a pretty dog and how sweet. And they'd want to pet her. And she was calm. And she brought great energy into the office, into the room. And on other days, this other person who worked there would have her dogs there. And whenever anybody walked in, they would bark, they would run, they would play. They were just being themselves. However, their caretaker, their owner, was also a hyper person. And so the joke came out of the meeting after I had shared this, that maybe when we interview people for working with us, we should interview their dogs too, and just get a sense for how they are, because that'll tell us how the person really is on a day in and day basis, that is, they're the dog's keeper or the dog's owner. And so I was piecing this together as I was looking at Krista's work, which is quite extensive, and how she helps change people's lives by changing their environment, changing their homes, their bathrooms, whatever it is, but it changes their life. So I thought, I wonder if we could add something else. And what if we visited people's homes? And before we interviewed them, or we brought them into a company, or became their friends, because potentially, we'll talk about this with Krista, I'm sure, the way their homes are, or how their homes are set up, or designed, or messed up, or whatever, reflect how they really are. And during an interview, they might not show all that. They might have a good way of hiding it. But I bet the homes don't lie. We'll be back with talking about that and a lot of other interesting things with our guest, Krista Waterworth-Alterman, on Life Changes right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our guest today is Krista Waterworth-Alterman. She has received her master's in fine arts. She's from one of the most famous schools in New York, New School in Manhattan, which is ranked among one of the best, if not the best, fine arts program in America. But if that wasn't enough, she went on to Parsons School of Design, also at the New School, and ranked, and that too is ranked as top five design school in the world. So her credentials go on and on, but the world was captured by her on HGTV with her shows, and the rest is history. She has had guests on, and like Vanilla Ice, and been part of a project with him on the DIY Network and on HGTV. I've already mentioned Save My Bath and Splurge and Save. Those have really hit big and people have just fallen in love with her. She's been on the cover of so many magazines and she has worked with such brands in advertising and campaigns for them like Nestle and Mars and Procter & Gamble. And the list of her credentials go on and on. We're just happy to have her. She's got a busy schedule and she's with us today. Krista Waterworth-Alterman, thanks for being on Life Changes with us.
Hi, Filippo. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today.
This is so much fun. How did you like my dog story?
I loved it. And you know what? It's so true. People's homes are really sort of an outward manifestation of how they feel inside. That's kind of my mantra when it comes to design. So often when you step into someone's home, it does tell you a lot about what's going on in their minds.
You know, before we talk about you and how fabulous you are, just let's run with this for a little bit, because when I was making this connection in my mind, I wanted to know more, and I can't think of anybody better to talk about it than with you, because I used to think, well, you kind of know what they like, or you kind of know what they're into, but what else do you know about a person? And then we'll get into how you can change their life by changing their home.
Well, a lot of times I think people neglect their homes or their homes sort of become secondary. And I think what we don't realize is the importance of home. You know, it has a lot to do with home being where your heart is. You know, I was brought up in a pretty traumatic household. My father was an alcoholic and, you know, things were difficult when I was growing up. And that was the reason why I you know, got into this career because I wanted to help people create homes that felt beautiful to them, that felt comforting to them, places where they wanted to go and relax and rejuvenate. And so that's really where, you know, it comes from a very emotional, visceral level for me. And so I like to work with people who are excited and really want to change their current sort of look and feel of their homes. And a lot of times when I come to people, it's they don't know where to go, they don't know where to start, and you know, there's a lot of clutter. They don't have a cohesive plan, and so it's the best time to get a professional involved. And so that's what I love about what I do. I really work with people who are excited and motivated and want to create together with me.
You know, Krista, this is making so many sense, and I'm seeing so many parallels here. As a life coach, I tell my clients that it's not that I have the answers, but sometimes our brains get so much cluttered with what we think we're supposed to do or what we think we're supposed to have or do or be and all that stuff, that to help have somebody help you figure out what is it that you really like and how is it that you really want to go about it. And as I looked at some of your designs, obviously they're extremely beautiful, but if somebody doesn't resonate with those colors or whatever, you know, they're not going to go with, they're not going to love it, right? So it has to be an extension of them, and you help kind of figure out what it is that they want or how to piece it together?
I do. And a lot of times I start with what I call my 20 questions. And a lot of these questions actually are personal. You know, what was your favorite vacation? You know, where did your husband first kiss you? You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And that sort of helps me read into people in a deeper way, because a home really it's like a snowflake, you know. I don't think any of them should be the same. They should all have a unique presence, just like people. So we start there. We start with those questions, and we work forward.
You know, what a great question. What was your favorite vacation? I know, for example, when I've gone on trips, business trips and whatnot, and I've had to rent a car, I've rented cars that I've wanted to have. And I've driven around and enjoyed that. And then one day it dawned on me that as I was getting back into my regular car, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to be driving around in a car that I like the ones I rent when I'm working out of town. And so it's gotten to a point where I kind of made that connection, like it would be nice to be driving the car that I like driving. And it would be nice to be living in a place where I could feel like I'm vacationing anytime I come home.
True. It's true. And I think intention is a really important part of life. I think intending what you want is essential, and I really, you know, want to impart that on my children, you know, because that was really something that was my philosophy. I thought to myself when I was young, I was taught early on, you know, if you intend it, it can happen. If you have the will, if you have the strength, if you have the discipline. And so driving around in a car that you love, I mean, what could be better, you know, more you're intending it just by it actually happening. So, and dreaming about it and thinking about it. And so that's what I do with my clients. We sit and we talk about what their intentions are, what their dreams are. And then I do my best to make that happen.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm looking at so many of your pictures, and I have been, and the show and all that. How did you come into being so, did you know you were talented in this area? I mean, the attention to detail is phenomenal. How did you know?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I actually started out Very young, as an artist and creative person, I used to do elevations of apartment buildings when I was 7, 8 years old. You know, it was always something that that I was interested in, sort of what is it like to look into someone's home and sort of a slice of life, you know, and I would draw happy scenarios. And then I sort of started to get into acting and performance and things like that, and that led me to design. I really wanted to be in television and all of that, so I ended up meeting a hosting agent, got my first job on HGTV, and then got my first show, and then I got my second show, and then now I really do other people's shows. Like you were talking about Rob Van Winkle, I do the Vanilla Ice Project with him, and I was on the Food Network Restaurant Impossible, designing restaurants with Robert Irvine. That's a little bit easier for me now that I'm a mom, and you know, I really focus more on my design business and my studio here in Palm Beach.
Kind of keep it a little bit closer to home while the kids are growing up.
Yes, exactly.
I get that, and what a beautiful thing, and I'm glad. Maybe if we have a chance a little later, we can talk about that too, because there are so many women that are trying to be good moms and also want to have really great careers, and this is a really fine example of finding the balance that works for you, because obviously, look at you, you want to be good at everything, and it's there almost isn't an option, because the kids are the kids, right? They're gonna grow up whether you help them do it right or not.
It's true. It's an ongoing issue with women. How do we be great moms, great partners, and still follow our passions? And you know, I sacrificed a lot in my life. I lived in New York City for almost 12 years, and I you know, didn't get involved with my husband until late. We didn't have children until late, until I had sort of slayed all my dragons, as he would say, and, you know, made some things happen that I intended to happen and wanted to happen in television and so forth. And there is an ongoing guilt with working moms. A lot of my friends who are working moms and myself, you know, with working and being away from the kids, how do you sort of rectify that? It's a difficult struggle. And you really have to, for me, loving what I do is key. You know, I love what I do, and I get so much enjoyment out of people being happy and excited. And the television stuff is really just fun. Super fun, and it's exciting and all of that, but the real stuff is changing people's homes and working with them. I do a lot of brand new construction and custom homes, so I work in a collaborative environment with builders and architects and homeowners, and we really create something special together. And so I think as a mom, that's really the most important thing, is enjoying every bit of that.
You know, Krista, this is one of the things that I captured about you when I first started being focused on there's a Krista in the world. And it actually didn't come through the TV originally. It came through your husband, who's been a friend with our producer, Mark, for years. And so gotten to know you all kind of that way first. And then there are so many hosts that you look at and you see that they're hosts and they're good at what they do, and it's kind of, that's what they do, and they stand there and look pretty or handsome or whatever, and that's great. But then they're the ones like you who have all this other depth and knowledge and understanding and heart, and you bring that to the hosting, and you obviously bring that to everything else you do. So you are appreciated, and thank you for showing us that.
Thank you. It's good to hear.
It's good to feel and see. So when we come back, I would love to share with our fans, and now your fans, I'm sure, a little bit about what they can do, like cleaning clutter or not, and maybe what that says about you, or how one can work with that. We can talk about all kinds of things, actually, but I want to start with clutter. That is such a big thing out in the world. And not everybody can have some of the beautiful designs that, that you bring up in what you do, but certainly we can do away with some of our clutter. And that's important in our homes and in our minds, in our lives. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Krista Waterworth Altman about cluttering your home, or decluttering, I should say, clutter in your home, right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back with our guest, Krista Waterworth Altman, and Krista Waterworth actually is where you can find more about her. Krista, KristaWaterworth.com. KristaWaterworth.com. There you can see the beautiful designs that I've been talking about and looking at during this conversation, but you can also click on all kinds. She's got a lookbook on there. She talks about her project. She's got her design blog, her television stuff. You can get it all there. And you can even contact her through her website. You can become a fan like I am at KristaWaterworth2T's.com. Krista.
Yes.
Clutter.
Hi.
Hi. Let's talk about clutter. What's up with people and the clutter in their homes? Is it because we feel like we have to have a lot of things or can't get rid of things? What's going on with that?
I think it's funny. It does say something about our priorities, you know, and I tell people we spend 70% of our waking lives in our homes, you know, and it's important to make sure that the home feels clear and clean, because that's going to help you mentally feel clearer and cleaner. And so this is an ongoing epidemic. I mean, everybody that comes to me, it's something that we deal with right off the bat. And it really is important to keep that in mind, that, you know, it shouldn't be untidy. It shouldn't be feel messy in your home. It should feel like a place where you can relax and rejuvenate.
Sometimes you walk into people's homes and there's not even a space to put a glass down while you're drinking it. And there's that moment where you have to think about it or where should I sit, or I need to move this over. And those little moments add up, especially if you're spending 70% of your time in there, that takes a lot of energy, not to mention just the overwhelming part of it all.
It's true, and I think that's why my design style tends to veer toward the modern, because modernism really is about simplicity. And it really is about doing away with the extras and, you know, all those things that clutter our lives. You know, and that's, I'm a huge proponent of a modern contemporary style. So I try to infuse that into everything I do, all the work that I do for my clients. And even if they're not, they tend to be more traditional in their style. I try to bring a contemporary classicism to their homes. So, it, you know, and I think having a place for everything and everything in its place is a great place to start.
You know, I was walking through Costco the other day, and it feels like the middle of summer, actually, the way the heat is, but we're edging towards fall. But all these Christmas things are up, and so many of these things are so big, these big lighting snowmen and these big Santas and reindeer and all that stuff. And I think, where do people put this stuff? People that live in apartments or even in the houses, are their houses cluttered with Christmas stuff? So you talk about simplicity of modernism, and yet we are constantly fed this feeling like you have to have more things.
It's true. And you know, right off the bat, when I meet with people who, you know, are looking to hire me, I say the first thing we're going to do is toss, recycle, and donate. That's where we're beginning.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah, because it's important to get rid of all the excess before we start new.
What do you say to somebody that you've left a space, if it's ever happened to you, you've left a space where there's seemingly nothing, and they say, well, I feel like a table needs to go there or something needs to go there, but you know that design-wise and for other reasons that I don't even know yet, that I'm sure you'll tell me, there needs to be a space there.
Well, I think it's important as a designer to be able to sell my ideas on what I think design is good design. You know, that's why people hire me. They hire me for style. They hire me for my expertise. And so a lot of times if someone is being difficult and pushing back on certain things, I'll say, don't forget, you hired me. You hired me because you want me to help you, you know, simplify your life, and that's what I'm here to do. So a lot of times that works. The biggest problem, though, is usually designing for the sexes, because women want something different than men want. So that's always a fun one.
You know, I'm really glad you brought, I had no idea we were going to go here. One of my pet peeves, and I can't imagine that all these years later it's come up with you on the air here. But I remember as a kid growing up and visiting the homes of, in the Italian culture, when a young couple got married, we would go visit their new home or whatever, and they'd show us all the rooms, or my parents, and I'd be just tagging along. But I remember walking into the couple's room, quote unquote, and seeing this bedspread with all these big flowers and these big pillows and all these, it's decorated so pretty and foofy. And I thought, I think, what about the man? I think I would kill myself if I got married and had to sleep in this room.
Yes, I hear that a lot. And I really, I try to work with couples. It's a very, you know, I have to be careful and walk a line. But usually I fall back on the principles of feng shui, and we start with kind of colors that bring certain energies into a home, and we work from there. So I'll walk into the master bedroom and I'll say, okay, what do you want this room to feel like? And, you know, they'll say, like, I just had a client who wanted to have baby number two. And we were designing the master bedroom. And I said, okay, I'm going to design this room for baby making. And it's going to be, you know, passionate and very, you know, lots of vibrancy, but sensual and, you know, red and things like that, pattern, but not over the top, still chic. And wouldn't you know that she is actually pregnant, 6 weeks or 10 weeks pregnant with her second baby. And that was, we finished her house 6 months ago. So it's important. It really is important to discuss, again, like the intention and the energy you want to bring to a certain space. And then together we can figure out where to go from there.
Wow. That works, huh? Well, okay. So what do we need for baby making? And actually, what do we need for not baby making?
Well, if you don't know that by now, Filippo, I don't know if I can help you. that sounds like a different question. No. But
you know what I want to ask. Like, what
there's
are you
colors
just
like in Feng. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know, red is like the color of passion, yellow is an energetic color, green is restorative, and definitely the muted tones of blue are the most calming colors in the color palette. So that's always a good place to start.
You know, I get the sense that maybe for some of us, like you and myself included, I live a busy life, and a lot of us do. And when I'm home, I like calmness. And what I get from a lot of your designs, if not most of them, there's even when you are using reds and yellows and all that, I still feel calm in the home environment pictures and what you show on video. So let's talk about calming color palettes, if we could.
Sure. I mean, I think, honestly, the most important thing for me as a child was to have a calm house, mm-hmm. a calm, quiet, non-chaotic home. And so I think that's, whether I want to or not, that's kind of what I infuse into just about everything I design. And I love, you know, the excitement of being under pressure. I love doing television. I love sort of the stress of deadlines. And I love, you know, juggling 10 clients like I am right now and, you know, being excited about that. But when I get home, I want it to be completely stress-free. And colors really have a significant impact on your mood and on your well-being. So the color palette is first and foremost.
Are you talking different colors in the different rooms, or just even the kind of colors? Like, not all blues have the same effect, right?
It's true. There's definitely more energetic, like if we're going to talk about blue, there's more energetic, vibrant primary type blues, royal blues, and then there's the dusty kind of gray undertone, very light type blues that they will definitely be more calming. And my color palettes, and you know, I don't use a lot of different colors in rooms around the house. I tend to use one or two colors. If it's a kid's room, that's different, but you know, the color palette will flow from you know, the front of the house all the way to the back. So the walls a lot of time tend to be the same color or very similar.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm very in tune to music. And so when I'm at somebody's home or I'm at a restaurant and there's a particular kind of music playing, fortunately and unfortunately, I tune into the music because it's a vibration. And so if the music is fast-paced and hard and loud, and I find myself eating faster and the conversation's a little bit more agitated or more lively. And if it's calm music or orchestral or something like that, I tend to relax more and enjoy my food more and all that. Wouldn't color have that kind of an effect in like the dining room or the kitchen area where one might eat?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that design really is about all the senses. So it's important to incorporate, you know, when I design homes, and even when I design restaurants, they used to laugh at me on Restaurant Impossible because I would do everything from the logo to the menu, the look and the feel of the menu, to the color palette for, you know, the drinks that they were serving, and I think because I think it's, and even the music that they're playing is really important. And at home, you know, we play music at different times for different purposes. So and it is also about the smells and the flavors of style that are important, and our home should really enliven or enliven all of our senses, I think.
Nice. Well, it takes us back to where we started with the if we interviewed people's homes, then we would kind of know what kind of person they are, because if they give attention to that kind of detail and they know that what you're sharing with us, then chances are the rest of their life is like that too. That's how they look at things. That's how they work. So,
right. Exactly.
That's awesome. You know, we talked a little bit about clutter, and it's such a big conversation. We can have 12 shows on it with you, I'm sure, just on that topic alone. I don't know if it's actually a component of decluttering one's home, but or if it's something entirely separate. It certainly could be a part of, but organization and organization techniques. I know that you have techniques that you can share with us. And when we come back, I'd like to leave our audience with a little bit of, well, there's been a lot you've shared actually that people can take away, because just as we start to think on some of what you've shared, and I encourage people to listen to this show again and to tune into what Krista's doing, and just even look at her pictures and get ideas, and watch her videos and watch her on TV, and just follow her at KristaWaterworth.com, WATTERworth.com. And they've already learned a lot, I can tell. We've touched on so many things. But when we come back, organization and some organization techniques, I think would be fun to leave our audience with here on Life Changes with Krista Waterworth when we come back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and the Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back. This is Filippo Voltaggio. Our guest, Krista Waterworth, or Krista Waterworth-Alterman, has been sharing with us all kinds of information that she has shared over and over again from the many magazine articles and blog and of course her TV shows and her many TV appearances. If you want to learn about Krista, go to KristaWaterworth.com. That's Waterworth with two T's, KristaWaterworth.com. She's still with us and I am enjoying this conversation very much, Krista. Thank you for being with us. This is fantastic.
Well, I'm enjoying it, too, and thank you for spelling my name, because a lot of times people don't get it right. So that's very nice of you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. With a name like Filippo, spelled with an F, you know I'm in tune to that.
exactly.
And by the way, Krista is with a K. So let's talk about organization, or probably starts off with the lack thereof. Is it something that we just don't grow up organized, or people don't know how to share that with their children, or what's going on with that, do you think?
I think people's lives get a little out of control, right? We don't really have a vision for moving forward. We just have a vision for moving and kind of getting things done and ending the day and then starting another one, you know, instead. And I think people don't really realize how amazing your home can feel if it's organized, and how much easier your life can be coming from a place of organization. So, you know, a lot of times I say it's important to have designated places for everything, you know, and it's important to label things. It's important to have all kinds of storage options throughout your home. And it's also important to every 6 months toss, recycle, and donate, because there's people who need the things that you don't need anymore out there.
I like that.
I think, yeah, that's organization is really key to, for me, to feeling non-chaotic and to sort of starting the day with a clear head.
So where do we start? You mentioned the labeling, and you mentioned the everything having its place. And you've said so much, and yet it's not obvious to people what that might mean.
I think you're right. And I think the reason is because people feel overwhelmed by it, and they don't know where to start. So I always say start with one shelf. Start with just plan organization sessions. You know, say, okay, I'm going to dedicate 30 minutes to, you know, this closet. I think it's important to do it in small bites, because that way we all have an ongoing to-do list in our lives with work and with the kids and with family, and sometimes it's hard to fit that in, but I try to impart to people how important it is. And everyone always tells me when I'm at the end of a project, and, you know, I'm a full service design studio, so when I finish a project, we completely organize the home as well. I have a team that comes in and puts everything back, organizes all the closets, hangs all the clothes, and then we accessorize in the way the house should look, because I usually have professional photographs taken of every time I finish a house, and so it will look magazine worthy when someone moves in. And I always say, keep it this way. and usually six months later I visit people and they do, and you know why? It's because they tell me, I feel so much better. I feel so good. I feel lighter, you know, and I know where everything is. So, you know, that's important.
And you don't have to think about it, and if you're looking for something, it's there because you put it there, and you know where you put it, and you don't have to stumble across something in order to get to it.
Exactly. Exactly. And what the time we spend looking for something is could be, you know, the time we spend doing something we really enjoy, like reading a book to our kids or, you know, going out for a manicure, pedicure, you know. I mean, it could
there be you go.
A million other things you could be doing when you're actually just stuck, you know, looking for something that you don't know where you put it.
You know, Krista, something about what you said also gave me the sense that you believe that this is an ongoing process, like it's never ever done, and kind of like the list that we have of to-dos, it's never done. And if we ascribe to that, then it's not as daunting. It's just a way of life.
It is a way of life, and you know, our to-do list is ever growing and changing. And I think it's important that, you know, to clear, like when I clear my to-do list at the end of a day, I feel like I can actually sleep better that night. I actually do sleep better when my to-do list is, you know, is a lot lighter. So, you know, I tell people, think about that as a philosophy for how you live, you know, that less is more, you know. And I think it works. It definitely works. And in the style that I design, you know, I think people really appreciate that. And that's why people keep, you know, coming back. I have people coming to me that have homes here in Palm Beach County, and now I'm designing their homes in Connecticut or their homes in New York or their homes in the Hamptons. And that's wonderful for me. That is the biggest compliment, that people feel good. It's so good with what we do for them that they want to carry it into, you know, other homes in the rest of their life. And their kids' homes, you know, their kids become my clients too. So it becomes, it's a philosophy that seems to work. And I think people appreciate it.
Well, I'm liking it, and I'm having this vision of Krista Waterworth Altman Designed, or where you go by Krista Waterworth Design Studio, cities and parks and gardens.
I love that. Actually, I do have a dream. I want to start a foundation to design rooms for kids who are dealing with hardship. That is kind of something that that's the next step in my world. And I'm putting the intention out there every day to try to make that happen. Cause that's, you know, it's sometimes when I'm sitting, you know, for an hour on the phone, wondering when a sofa is going to show up from Italy and trying to reach the right people. And, you know, I feel it's a little empty inside. I feel a little empty inside. It's just a sofa. Right. But, so I do sometimes want to feel more invested in what I do as a designer. And so that's kind of the big picture for me.
Wow. Well, Krista, that certainly sounds very life-changing. As if what you shared already isn't life-changing enough, you just took the bar and you put it in the stratosphere. And may we be able to help you have that dream, because if that's not life-changing, I don't know what is. So thank you for sharing that dream, and thank you for being a part of not only this show, but now a part of our new extended dream.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been so, so fun and amazing. It's great to finally meet you.
Yes, indeed. And I know you're so busy, and you taking the time to do this with us today in the midst of everything that's going on, and being a mom and waiting for that sofa and focusing on your dream. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, thank you. It was wonderful, Filippo.
Let's do it again very soon. We'll connect real soon, and we'll get to share more, because I know our audiences will demand it, and looking forward to it.
All right. Take care. Thanks again.
All right. Ciao, ciao. We'll be right back with our producer's wrap and Mark LeJour on Life Changes right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
And we're back. This is Life Changes after our life has changed, after an interview with Krista Waterworth of Krista Waterworth Design Studio. What a beautiful person.
Yeah, Krista's awesome, right?
Inside and out, and definitely out, and now definitely inside.
So true. And raising the bar was a good analogy, given what she does.
Yeah.
But, you know, what really hit home for me, we were talking the other day and someone was trying to define our show. And, you know, people take a glance at our material or a quick listen here or there, and then they immediately put their assumption of what the show may be or what the words are, or what the definitions are. And I know some people have called it a spiritual show, and other people have called it an educational show, and there's a lot of different perspectives, and I think we are all of that and so
and
much more.
And it's all good. They're absolutely awesome. Yeah.
All of that and so much more. But I think why I was so excited to listen to this conversation develop because of what Krista does, because of the impact that she has had on so many through her medium and through television and making that magic, but then feeling and hearing the alignment of kind of that science and that creativity with a higher way of being, with a greater awareness of yourself, your space, your surroundings, how you architect and create your day. And it really validates why we're doing what we're doing. And I think, you know, the other day I said to you, it's a life show. And that's really what this is. It's a lifestyle. It's us sharing our way of being and sharing others' ways of being with our listeners so that we can try to be a little more and a little better.
It's a being show.
It's a being show.
we're human beings, for God's sakes.
We are.
You know, I have had, as a screensaver, KristaWaterworth.com up and just watch those pictures go by. I mean, that's the colors and just the beauty. And I think I can live in any one of those homes. I just like plant me in right there. She's got me down.
Speaking of raising the bar.
Yeah,
she does beautiful work.
Yeah, and I'll take that
and
one.
Simple work, and the creativity is brilliant and yet so connected. You know, it's not just about projecting a beautiful facade. Which, you know, I've been in a lot of beautiful homes, but you could feel a disconnect. You didn't feel warm. You didn't feel a connection to their owners. And Krista's work seems to do that. There's a connection. There's a passion that she embeds in her design.
Well, what'd she say? She had 20 questions or something that she asks people before she even starts. And I'm thinking of how our producer Dorothy is clapping her hands and how she has a list of 20 or so questions before she starts to work with anybody on. And I have a list of questions, but I don't actually get people to write it down. I like to listen to how they say it and what they say it when I'm doing life coaching. And it sounds like that's just like, hello, getting to know somebody.
Maybe we should have them exchange questions. That would be a fun exercise.
Maybe the show should. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, and Krista might get a question or two that, oh, I can ask that one.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And Dorothy might say.
See where the overlap is.
Dorothy's question might be, so what does your home look like? That's not in there yet.
How organized is your space?
Yeah, exactly.
Labels or no labels?
That's going to be my question. Or you know, it'd be interesting, like when working with couples, to find out what does your bedroom look like, because that'll kind of tell you like who's dominating that space.
Right.
Then it's like I don't know. I'm not going to say any more on that. There's so much we can talk about around this subject. Who knew? I really never really thought of it.
Yet it's where we spend most of our time.
She
and
says
it's where we start our day, right? What did she say?
She said 70%.
70%
of our. I'm thinking most. I would think. Well, some of us work so much. I don't know. Maybe we skew. Some of us maybe skew it. But and then the whole thing about and looking at some of her pictures, it's like I feel like I could vacation in any one of her homes, and I'm like, okay, so there's the goal is living in a space that one feels like
they're on vacation.
They're on vacation
all the time.
All the time. You're taking the words right out of my mouth. No, you know what? You have known Krista actually and her husband for years, and her husband has been part of Life Changes in a big way.
In a big way, because he's been a very big part of my life. And it's no surprise to me that he found himself in a relationship, in a family, now growing a family with someone like Krista, because he's a magical being himself. He's one of the best human beings I know.
And a serial entrepreneur. And so
that he is.
So success after success, and you know, there's a phrase that Dorothy actually says to me that I hate, but I'm trying to figure it out. And this is, you know, this show is kind of a line. I hate it because it's like I don't want to look at certain things and think of this phrase, certain things in my life. And she says, the way we do anything is the way we do everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, listening to Krista, seeing her designs, and knowing how she is in her family life and in her relationship and knowing how her husband is and how they approach things and how he does business. And it's like, yeah, kind of the way they do everything seems the way they do everything, and everything's coming up roses.
I think that's often the case, although my football skills are much better than my handwriting.
Your football skills are much better than your handwriting. But you maybe approach them the same way.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so.
So you like...
I never realized that I write with reckless abandon. So maybe so.
And where I fumble my pen is how I play football. All right, and now we're getting silly. And the way we do this show is the way we do everything.
Because we're on vacation all the time.
Well, and actually, you know what? The way we do this show is the way we do so many things. We do try and approach, I think I can speak for all of us, we try and play as much as we can. We try and have fun as much as we can. And we take things and we look at things that are important and share them with each other and bring out the meaning and
authentically
entertaining.
That's
life. That's
life
the
changes.
Life show. Life Changes. I can't add anything to that except to say that thank you to Krista Waterworth Alterman, and thank you to her husband for that matter, and thank you to all of you for being part of our Life Changes together. And reminding you, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and as Life Changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. Change the world.